ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week, Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. Doug, you say hi to Joe and Lee. You don't say hi to me? Doug, I'm not here.
Let me tell you, I've had talks with Doug, and he questions your fandom of Kiss.
Oh, wait till we're done today.
We have to have Doug on.
Oh, yeah. That is a disaster. If I get Doug on, all it is pick on Joe, pick on Joe, pick on Joe. I don't know. Maybe one day. Right down there is Joey Quesada.
Yo! I guess my icebergs didn't work. I put them all over the Caribbean. Hopefully the boat was going to blast one of them and the boat was going to go down. I guess it didn't work. There's always next year.
And right there is the goddess of thunder, Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi. I'm glad you made it back, Sonny.
Thank you.
Listen, before we get asked the question, just show everybody your shirt.
What?
Everybody always says, somebody always goes, what's Lee wearing? Hey, Lee, is that, so I can't see, is that just black letters or yes. Is it, oh, okay.
Oh, really,
silver
Joe?
Around it.
Really, Joe, you can't see.
I'm going to tell you.
Karen.
He would say, is it glow in the dark? Because it looks like it has those outlines.
It doesn't have an outline.
But let me tell you what it looks like. So it looks like the letter on the end is green. The letter in the S in the middle is red, and then it looks like. So what? That's what I see.
Let me guess, Joe. You black. Wanted to come closer to so you could see it better.
Yeah, I'm not falling for that anymore.
Hey, Joey, listen. Joey, he could identify those letters in a lineup.
You guys,
poor Karen.
I'm going away now. Anyway, listen, I'm so glad that you guys are here. This is Podcast Rock City, and if this is this deleted. This is Podcast Rock City, and if this is your first time here, welcome. I'm not going to say anything that might hurt your feelings. I'm not that type of person. Anyway,
I will more than likely say something to hurt everyone's feelings. That's right.
I will definitely say something.
Sometimes I want, if you type something online and somebody could take it as totally bad, it blows my mind.
Because the text you can't read, you know, you can't hear how they mean it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, but seriously, we're here to have some fun and we're here to talk about what I consider the greatest rock band of all time, Fleetwood Mac. No, Kiss, of course, is what we're... Yes, Led Zeppelin. I have my Zeppelin shirt on.
Unbelievable.
And
now, is that printed on as a mistake on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, how about this?
Must be.
For what I bought, yes, it was on eBay, and I bought it off eBay, and it came this way.
But the shirt I sent you guys... Is in Walmart.
Right. Yeah. We talked about it.
Yeah, that's been going around.
Yes. And that is the shirt that caused me shit all week long, including, you know, by a person that was like, I asked if the shirt, what did I ask, Lee? Does this bother you? I asked, does this bother you? Because to me, although, in all honesty, the shirt doesn't bother me. It's the lack of paying attention to detail.
Yes,
that bothers me. It's like it's as bad as this.
It's as bad as this.
If you're gonna put this band on a T-shirt, don't put 77 World Tour on it. I'm just saying. I know, it's just petty. It's petty. I understand. But when I buy the shirt, I want it to make sense. And I also want the opportunity that nobody's going to walk up to me and go,
what a stupid shirt. Yeah.
It bothers me because it's about the detail, obviously. But
right.
Okay, so the licensing got sold to whoever's selling this shirt to Walmart. But nobody checks that the contents have detail. Like they just willy-nilly say, all right, use a Kiss name. I don't give a shit if you put Joe Perry on the fucking thing. I don't care.
Right. Joe, I don't even think it's, listen, obviously with Tommy and Eric on it, it's ridiculous, right? But I would be just as offended if it was them in the Alive costumes. You know what I mean? I want them to be, if it says World Tour 77,
let's have 77.
Make it be accurate. Right. If it says Dynasty Tour, The Return of Kiss, and they and it's the picture of them in Animal Eyes, it's no good. Just be accurate. Everyone's so offended that it's Tommy and Eric. I'm offended that it's just not accurate. At least it's accurate.
Tommy and Eric thing really doesn't offend me. It's the 77 that does. It's
silly.
Does that make sense? More sense, right?
But I
don't care.
I'm going to get it.
Tommy and Eric,
I'm going to get it and wear it next week.
But here's a question, and this is a real question. No joking around. I'm not stirring the pot. Do you think Kiss's camp, Kiss's management, well, no, seriously, whoever is in charge of this type of merchandising and licensing, do you think not only do they approve that, they actually send that out because they want the new faces on the merch, period. I believe
I hope not.
I believe that it might be that. I really do.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like, didn't Van Halen change the album? And then they got so much shit for it. They took Michael Anthony off the first Van Halen album. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
They did for a minute. And then the people lost it, so they took it away.
Okay, and they released it. I have a tour shirt. I have a tour shirt where on the back is the Spear to 76 poster. Mm-hmm. But they've taken Ace's face out and put Tommy's in there.
What?
Come on.
Stop that, will you?
I have it. I have it, really. And I remember not even noticing for the longest time. And then one day I was like, what the hell?
Wait a minute. I've been wearing this.
That was the tour with Peter and Tommy.
I will tell you. So, you know, as far as the makeup legality, right? And obviously everyone knows, we know the story. Peter and Ace sold their makeup rights to Kiss, back to Kiss, blah, blah, blah. Whether Ace is saying he's licensing it or not, whatever the case, Kiss has the rights to use their makeup, right? Their images. But there's like this little fine line, and it's almost like a, God, I won't even know what to call it, but there's like a spin on that. And I think Eric Carr has this, and Eric Carr's family goes through this. So bear with me a second. So Kiss owns the rights to Eric Carr's makeup. Okay. They always have. They always will, because they created it. They, from the get-go, they've owned the rights. But the Carr estate owns the rights to Eric's actual face. Okay. So there's like this little hiccup in the rule where, even though the makeup is, you know, when it's drawn, it's different. But because it's on the actual face of these people, and the likeness of that face sometimes actually comes through, there's a little bit of this gray area where, and I know Eric Carr's family does it, and that's why I think they're allowed to use a lot of these stuff with Eric's makeup on it, because they have the rights to his likeness. So I wonder if the Kiss camp just sometimes says, you know what, rather than bothering with this, maybe this loophole they have, let's just replace it with Tommy and Eric.
Maybe. Wow. But don't put 77 on it.
Agreed.
Yeah. It's so strange. Is it? Now, here's the thing. Is it strange? Okay. As Kiss fans, are we the only people that deal with this?
Well, no one else would notice.
No, and I'm not just talking about Kiss stuff. I'm talking about other things.
Like, I do a Menudo sidecast that I do sometimes. We do Ricky argue Martin. Sometimes. Yeah, we argue sometimes about the guy who replaced Ricky Martin. I'm personally offended by it, but the other guys aren't. But, you know, yes, there are other fan bases that go through this.
Yeah, the issue is that some of these other bands that would go through something like this don't have the facial recognition on shirts and stuff that they care. Their logos carry them, right? So Skid Row doesn't have to worry about replacing Sebastian in every picture because their pictures are not on shirts or anything, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, all right. We'll talk about a little. I'm sure that'll come up again 50 times until they put out another shirt. So let's go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So, Sonny just got off of the Mork and Mindy cruise, and he found out something that's very interesting. Sonny, tell him who's headlining the next cruise.
So as of right now, it looks like Ace Frehley is going to headline the 2024 cruise.
Wow.
They announced 17 of the bands, and normally when they announce them, they kind of tear up, right? Like kind of like a pyramid, and Ace's name is at the top.
Wow.
So unless they get a bigger band later on, Ace is most likely going to headline the cruise.
Now, some of you don't know this because I didn't bring it up, but first of all, Sonny Pooney was born with a four-leaf clover and a horseshoe up his ass. He's the luckiest person I know on the planet.
Sounds
and
painful.
This dude already won tickets to get on the next cruise.
What?
For free.
Did he really? What, yeah. Sonny? Do tell.
It was at Rockin' Pod.
Really?
What? Yeah.
I don't even bring that up. So
I want to hear this story.
So Rockin' Pod gives a cruise away every year. I won Cruise to the Edge last year. I didn't go. I handed it to Steven. This year, I won the Monsters of Rock cruise for 2024 because Chris does raffle tickets and nobody buys enough. So I just work the math and go, well, if I spent like $150 in tickets right now, and that takes me to the 20-30 percentile, I could win like a $2,000 cruise. Shit. Sign me up.
And you did.
And I did it back-to-back years.
Wow.
It's awesome.
I really hate him. I really do.
Okay, listen. This is exciting. Ace Frehley is going to be on the cruise. We're going to B.A. Baracus Lee and get her on the cruise.
Oh, I got cruisophobia.
No, she's going to wake up. What we're going to do? We're going to paint on your sunglasses buildings and land. So you just every time you look out, you'll see buildings and land. And when you look forward, it'll disappear. Somehow we're going to do this. We've got to.
How long is it?
It's 5 nights, 6 days.
That's okay. So that's one bit of the news. The other thing is Gene Simmons did his private party yesterday in Las Vegas. He played with Bruce Kulick, with Eric Singer, with Todd from Bruce's band. Who else played? That was it, right?
I'm not sure. I saw a photo. I thought that was one.
Yeah. I didn't see anybody else.
Any video anywhere?
There's video online. Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah.
I couldn't tell who was on drums. I didn't know if it was Brent or not.
But it looked like a lot of fun. Our friend Mike, who does classic rock drops and Kiss Talk, he was there. So I'm going to get with him and get some, deets. That's how the young people say it. And some details, and we'll see what happened. My understanding was, if you signed up, he was giving away personal stuff out of his collection too.
I saw that
for every person that signed up, and the earlier you signed up, you got first pick.
Wow!
So I don't know where Mike signed up.
What was some? Any idea what some of the stuff?
I don't
like
know,
what?
But I don't know.
I think I saw somebody. Was it Kenny? Had the four, there were four mirrors right from Gene's collection, and he signed the Gene one, of course.
That's freaking epic.
It's the only thing I've seen. I got to ask Martin what he got.
For those of you guys that don't know Martin bought two of Paul Stanley's cars.
Corvettes.
Yes. Paul's selling them. He calls Martin. Martin goes out there. He buys the car.
Joe, you have a piece of the carpet, I think, don't you?
Martin got this. He went out when Paul had the estate sale, and he got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I got carpet from somebody that bought all the carpet out of Paul's. I bought it because on the show I said it was stupid, and then I was like, oh, I really need to have a piece. I'm so dumb. I'm going to start selling it soon anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm just kidding. I'll start getting letters.
So dumb that it's awesome. It rolls around into being awesome.
It is. So that happened, and we're going to talk more about that next week because I'm going to try to get Mike on. Kiss has been doing shows, and the shows, I've been looking at some video, I've been looking at the set list, and pretty much the same set list, of course, but the shows look like people are having fun, and I love that. I can't wait to go. I get to go in October, and Lee, you're going in November.
Day after Thanksgiving, yep.
Yeah. Wow, the show just got much better.
Evil.
Did you do that somehow, Joey?
Brent Fitz, it says, played drums. Brent and Eric.
Brent Wood or Brent Fitz? I see
Brent
two different
Fitz.
Names.
There. Brent
yeah,
Fitz.
He's back. Shit.
That's what happens when you hit that. Oh, okay.
Joey kicked you off, Sonny, somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Brent Woods was a guitar player. He's a drummer?
No, Brent Woods. Is it Brent Woods?
Right here.
I don't know. There's people writing Brent Woods.
It says Brent Woods.
Let me look.
I didn't know he was a drummer.
He's not.
And then supposedly, according to Scambotti, did we say Kiss Cruise? Or did we say Monsters of Rock Cruise at
Aces?
No,
I said
Mork and Mindy.
Mork. Monsters
don't
of Rock
Cruise. Don't listen to Scam. He's an idiot. You know that.
Oh, stop.
Don't
listen. Every
whatever he writes
happens,
don't.
I get hate mail because somebody thinks we're being mean. So watch out. The scumbag.
We love Andrew.
He wears his.
Nobody
right
likes
here.
Andrew. Stop it.
I like him.
Oh, my goodness.
He's, right. He does good work, but nobody likes him.
Okay. So Brent Woods on guitar also and Fitzy on drums. There you go. That makes sense.
Okay. All right. So, all right. We're going to talk about more of that next. Does Lee have a rat shirt on? Nice. I'm watching on my phone. No, it's a Kiss shirt.
I have a rat shirt signed by Stephen Piercy, though.
Why?
Oh.
Because I like rat.
The next time.
Oh, my God. He ruined. He absolutely ruined the value of that shirt.
No, I'm talking about 80s rat was freaking killer.
Pooney, what happened to Nuno? Did you see what happened?
Yeah, so I didn't see what happened. So there's a.
Oh, shit. I didn't know anything about this.
There's a basketball game, you know, the Rockers against the Average Joes every year. One of my friends, Mark, is playing that game before. He body checked Richard Cotton once. I'm like, whoa, he still got his show. But supposedly during the basketball game, which Gary and Nuno from Extreme always play in, Nuno got hurt and tore part of his knee, I think. So he was in a chair for the second show. I saw the first show. They killed. And I didn't see the second show.
They were supposed to be at M3 in Maryland, and they canceled.
And they have a world tour scheduled. So I don't exactly know. And I don't know if you guys have ever had issues with your knee. You tear something in your knee. You're talking months.
Oh, yeah.
I've had ACL and meniscus. So, but mine is good. So if Extreme needs a guitar player.
Yeah, there you go.
Ready.
I cannot. Nobody. I'm going to tell you right now. I was watching a Brian May thing the other day, and he brought up Nuno. He was like,
Wow.
That solo from that new song is
Rise.
Badass,
yeah.
Man.
I saw the first show. They absolutely killed. That show was one of the best shows on the ship.
I saw a video of Nuno doing the Bumblebee song. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does it every time.
That's pretty crazy. All right. So all that being said, let's go ahead and the news is over. And now we want to do something that we like to call the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City Topic of the Week.
For those of you that don't know what you were just listening to, it's Classic 78. You can see it right there on Joey's shirt. They have three records out, and they do a song. They write their own material in like the style of Kiss in 78. So if you haven't heard it, go to classic78.com, listen to a little bit of it, and buy it all. I promise. It's worth every penny. Everybody agree? Raise your hand. I
absolutely agree. Absolutely. It's really cool. It's the best music Kiss has released in 20 years.
Not being Kiss.
Nice. Okay, so the topic of the week this week, I was listening to Destroyer the other day, and I started thinking about when Revenge came out and when Monster came out, those two records were the press was basically saying, and by press, I mean Kiss, this is going to be the next destroyer. Yeah. It's going to, and it never is.
Hardly.
And now my question is to everybody that's watching live and listening at home, you can email us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one, baby.
At gmail.com. and let us know what you think. I have already been getting emails, and I know that there's a lot of you sitting back saying, when is he going to draw for this free Eric Carr record?
Ooh.
Give it time. Over 100 of you guys sent in your so I'm going to draw. Somebody's going to win. It's going to be great.
You better not pick Pooney's name. I'm telling you right
now. It's not in there. It's not in there.
Okay.
It's not in there. Anyway, so I started thinking about it, and I was like, do we put that record on a pedestal? That's a good record. I'm not saying that it's not a good record. What I'm saying is they constantly say, hey, this is the next destroyer. When me personally, I'd like to hear, hey, this is the next Creatures of the Night or Rock and Roll Over. So I'm going to start with Sonny. Sonny, do you think that there are records that if Kiss wanted to say, hey, this is the next record that you're going to want because it sounds like, do you think there's another record you'd rather hear than Destroyer?
I would, but the mass fan, the casual fan won't understand that this record sounds like the next Asylum. They don't know what that means. It's going to have to be Destroyer. It was top of the world. It's Bob Ezrin, Scott Detroit Rock City. Like, it's their coming out party after Alive, really. So you're not going to get them to use anything else.
Okay. I know Lee's answer to this, so I'm going to come to her last. Joey, let me ask you this.
Yeah,
Are there better records than Destroyer?
Absolutely there is.
100%. But I think it's if you think of the Beatles, too, everyone always says Sgt. Pepper, greatest rock record ever, right? And they refer to that as the Beatles' Mecca record, right? But it's not. I would much prefer Revolver. Much prefer Rubber Soul, Abbey Road, all those. But you got to have that record to always compare other things to. And I think Kiss, as a band, they not only do they use Destroyer mostly in their live set right now, but as a band, they look at that as this is when we made it. This was the biggest record. Even though Alive is what broke them, Destroyer kind of solidified their fandom, their fan base, and their stardom. So they always go back to Destroyer as the comparison to anything moving forward, as to say, this record is great because it's our next Destroyer. It's just the easiest comparison.
Lee, I know, from my understanding, Destroyer is your favorite Kiss record, correct?
Yes.
Is it the best Kiss record?
To me, it is. I mean, look, like he said, right after Alive, this came out and it was huge. You know, they got awards for Beth, and, you know, it had, look at the songs that are on it. I mean, God of Thunder, Detroit Rock City, Shout It Out Loud's on there. I mean,
okay, I'm glad you said that. So I did that all weekend. I put it out on our Facebook page. If you guys aren't on our Facebook group, go and check it out. And we have a lot of fun on there. I went song by song. Now, I had to use the reissue of Destroyer because it had enough songs. I did not want to compare Rock and Roll Party with a song because that's not, it's not really fair.
To Then She Kissed Me? It's about the same.
Kiss Me is on Love Gun.
Yeah, so what? We could still compare them.
No, that's true. Okay, but here's what I did. I went first song, first track, second track, third track. Okay, so I'm going to go through you guys. I Want You, first track, Detroit Rock City. Joey, which is the better track?
Wait, what did it say it again?
I Want You, Detroit Rock City.
Again, so obviously, you know, Detroit Rock City is one of my favorite Kiss songs ever. the problem with Destroyer, it's played out. We hear it everywhere, right? So right now, do I want to put on Detroit Rock City or I Want You? I Want You. But obviously, Detroit Rock City is the better song.
Better song. Sonny?
DRC.
And Lee, DRC.
Yes.
Okay. 86% in a landslide said that over I Want You. Okay. So I went on to the next song. The next song was, I got to get there. Second track, King of the Nighttime World or Take Me, Joey.
King of the Nighttime World.
Sonny.
Take Me.
Lee.
Man, King of the Nighttime World, the way it goes from Detroit Rock City right in. You God, it's good.
Yeah, I like Take Me. But 64% or 61% said King of the Nighttime World. So already right away, the first two tracks, Destroyer's blowing away Rock and Roll Over, right? Of course it's going to change a little bit. Let's see. Let me find the third. It's really weird and aggravating because it flips them at, I had them all in order. Okay. God of Thunder or Calling Dr. Love. Now these two songs are completely loved. Sonny, which one do you think is better?
God of Thunder.
Lee?
God of Thunder. I love Dr. Love, but
God of Thunder.
Okay. So it was almost split 50-50, 55-45, but God of Thunder did take that. It took that, you know. So three songs in a row, boom, boom, boom. You know, I have to be honest with you, I was surprised by this. I really thought that there would be a battle between those two songs. You know, Dr. Love is a great song. The fourth track, Ladies Room, Great Expectations, Joey.
Ladies Room.
Lee?
I'll admit, when I was a kid, I skipped Great Expectations. I picked up the needle, so I got to go with Ladies Room.
Sonny?
Great Expectations is so bad, the faster Pussycat wouldn't even release it.
Oh, my God.
Ladies Room.
And that's the song that got the most votes, 86%. Okay, so.
Really?
Yeah, and that's. To me, that is a weak track.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even quite sure why they put it on the record, to be honest with you. I don't like that song. I don't understand it. I mean, most people that I talk to say I can't get through it. Okay. Now, here, this is pretty shocking as well. Flaming Youth and Baby Driver, Lee.
Ooh, I love Flaming Youth, so.
Joey?
Yeah, I'll go Flaming Youth, but it's close.
Mm-hmm. Sonny?
Not even close. Baby Driver, 100%.
Well, 44% agreed with Sonny. 56% agreed with the other two, Flaming Youth. And I was shocked by this. I like Flaming Youth, but I love Baby Driver. I think that song kicks ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this again shows, you know, things are a little different here. Let's see, where am I? I'm at number six. Sweet Pain, Love 'em, Leave 'em, Sonny.
It's tough.
Spell pain.
P-A-I-N.
Okay, just want to make sure, because that's not how it came out.
No, I know. And see, here's the funny thing. When I talk text the poll things, it puts P-A-Y-N-E in. And I didn't even look to notice.
What?
But when I do it down in the comments, it's P-A-I-N. I do not have an answer for that. But which one do you think is better? Sweet Pain, Love 'em, Leave 'em?
Neither of those songs are great, but Sweet Pain is very painful.
Stop that, please.
So Lee? I'm going with Love 'em, Leave 'em.
Lee?
How can you say none of those songs are great?
Listen, there's a fight brewing.
Anyway,
which one do you like?
That's tough because I love both those songs, but I have to go Sweet Pain because,
Joey?
Yeah, I really think these are the worst two songs on both records. I really do. I hate the chorus of Love and Leave 'em. I think it's ridiculous, but I'll take Love 'em and Leave 'em just because the verses are cool.
Okay.
The video's fun too.
Love 'em, Leave 'em got 65%. This is what I'm saying. It right around here, it starts flipping around. It's really strange. But it still winds up being kind of a mixture. Let's see. Track number 7 is... I'm lost.
Shout it out.
Joe, yes. You have 27 copies of each vinyl right next to you. Just take both of them.
No, but I have to see the numbers.
You can't go 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, no, no. The percentage numbers.
The percentage number.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, now say sorry.
What? Do you really need this percentage numbers?
No. Well, yeah, I wanna know what I want everybody to know what won and what lost. And did I even do a number 7?
Oh, good God.
I'm lost. Okay. So this is what I'll tell you. It just it's a mix. It's let's see. It's a mix. Basically, for the next one, some for Rock and Roller, but the majority of wins went to Destroyer. So, my question is: you know, we had hundreds of votes. According to these people, Destroyer isn't overrated. It has the better songs. I put it up just against Rock and Roll Over. Joey, do you have a record that you think would beat out Destroyer if I put it song by song?
I think I actually like Love Gun better, but I will tell you, here's a take that no one's going to agree with. I actually think in the Kiss fandom world, really the diehards, Destroyer's actually underrated. Meaning, everyone loves Destroyer, which makes the Kiss maniacs say, oh, no, that's not the best record. I'd rather have Unmasked. And Destroyer's actually underrated in the real Kiss fandom world, because people overlook how good it is because it is so overplayed. It's so overdone in concert. We know every song, we've heard every song 25 million times. So it's overplayed in our brains, but Destroyer is a brilliant record. Brilliant.
Sonny. What do you think? Same question.
For me, there's a bunch of albums that would beat out Destroyer. Destroyer's not even my top 5 of Kiss albums. But knowing that, you know, you get a bunch of people that in this voting thing where Destroyer beats out Rock and Roll Over, this is why you're never going to get Take Me. You're never going to get Mr. Speed. You're never going to get anything else except for the songs that they do in the set list, because Paul's right. Everybody defaults to the same old shit. It is what it is.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. Destroyer is not a masterpiece. I blame Ezrin for Great Expectations, because that might as well be a 70s Alice Cooper song, because all those songs suck too. So it's bad. Some of it's really bad.
And then
but the parts that are good are great. Detroit Rock City, God of Thunder, King of the Nighttime World,
the Masterpiece, Death,
Shout It Out Loud. Period. Those songs are so powerful and almost perfect, you know, especially in today's set list and stuff. It's hard to say Destroyer is not great. It's almost impossible.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that when you heard, now obviously all of us now have heard the Ace solo that was taken out for the other solo. Do you guys think that that was the right decision, Sonny?
You should have taken out the song because it was on Sweet Pain, wasn't it?
Agreed.
Yeah, should have just dumped the song, basically. But if you were going to... It isn't Ace's solo. I would have dumped the rest of it. Ace's solo seemed fine to me.
Yeah, I didn't like Ace's solo in that one.
Fine.
And Joey, you think they should have got rid of that song too?
I don't love that song. But again, with Ace, as far as a solo, it's so hard to tell because I've heard the solo that was on the record for so long. That's what I'm accustomed to. So when I heard Ace's solo when they released the box set or whatever came
Resurrected
out on.
Resurrected or whatever.
Right, yeah. It didn't feel right to me because I was so used to the other solo.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
So I was also thinking about this. This record did not come with any goodies inside, like a poster or something, you know? I was thinking, So they did with Alive. They put a little kind of tour book in there, right? Do you think that they should have put something in? I like having the word. I mean, Shout It Out Loud. It's really strange, don't you think?
I think there was an order form in there. Wonder.
Do you think that that was their attempt to try to make Shout It Out Loud rock and roll all night? We know, you know, they obviously stamped the lyrics on, you know, yeah. Joey.
Yeah, of course it was. I mean, obviously that's the song they're pushing, right? So,
yeah,
but I do think they could have given away something. Lee, was there an order form?
I think there was. And
was was that the first order form too?
I believe so, but I could be wrong on that because sometimes I can't remember my past perfectly. Yeah.
I thought there was
a merchandise form.
I thought the merchandising really took.
Because that's where I got my belt off. Buckle. There had to have been because I got a belt buckle that I wore to school every freaking day.
Oh,
and it was destroyed.
That's interesting because I thought the merchandising really took off middle late 76, and
right,
then
after
took
that,
off like
right,
a rocket.
Destroyer, right, right. I think you're right. I think again. I think not because they weren't thinking that way. I just think they didn't have that merchandise machine rolling yet.
Yeah. Because I think it's rock and roll over before that happens.
Right.
Well, that's the show. No, I'm just kidding. I really thought we'd have a bigger argument over this, to be honest with you. People online are pretty much saying the same thing. Great Expectations, Sweet Pain, knock Destroyer out of my top 10. That's what Paul Scott says.
You know, Joe, it's so with these records, obviously we all love all of them, right? So it's so hard to have this argument. I'm not going to tell you I hate Destroyer, but I don't put Destroyer on as much as I put on Lick It Up or as much as I put on Asylum or as much as I put on something else. Just because I've heard Destroyer so many times, I very rarely will put on Destroyer because one, I like Alive 2 better. I like a lot of that stuff on Alive 2. So, but it doesn't mean that it's not a fantastic record. It just means us Kiss fans who've been around for, you know, 30, 40 years, we're getting tired of it. So, you know, I'd rather hear, you know, Lick It Up again, or, you know, Not for the Innocent, I'll Lick It Up, or The Creatures box set. So I think we're all just burned out of it.
I think the other thing that helps Destroyer is it's the first time you start pulling in kids that love cartoons, that love superheroes, that love art, right?
Agreed.
Because now they've now become comic book characters.
Yeah.
And that brings in a whole new level of folks. I mean, there's a reason why in 2023 you're still getting Destroyer shit put out there, right? Like the guys who do the Rock Icons, Knucklebones, Rock Icons.
Yeah.
I talked to their CEO on Grown Up Rock, and even they said the next set that's coming is Destroyer. And it's like, come on, it's 2023. The shit just keeps, it's always Destroyer, Love Gun, Destroyer, Love, it feels like. But
well, plus the artwork's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, that think about that. That was, you know, that cover, it very iconic. That was the right cover, Ken Kelly, right cover.
And I met him. I got two things signed, the Love Gun and the Destroyer.
He was super sweet, super sweet gentleman. As a matter of fact, I was at a thing in the Birmingham Comic Con like 2 days after he passed. And I went in and there was a lady selling Ken Kelly. There were Ken Kelly trading cards. I never knew this. Wow. It was all his art. I don't remember Kiss being on any of it.
I think he did Manowar too.
Yeah. But the lady, when I said, oh, Ken Kelly cards, she just went into this whole thing. She at one point managed him. And that's why she had all these cards. And she was heartbroken. And I talked to her for a few minutes. In my brain, I wanted to go.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. I almost said, hey, can I interview you? But I thought that she might get upset. Yeah,
I'm surprised with the success of those two records, Love Gun and Destroyer. How do they not go back to that ever? It's very surprising. I mean, how could they not? Even the Unmasked. I mean, obviously the Unmasked cover is a disaster. Why not go back to that with, you know, obviously you don't have Eric yet, but the new costumes, you would think. As many people don't like the Dynasty costumes. I actually love them. A cover in that vein by Ken Kelly with those costumes would have been insane.
Oh, Yes.
I agree. Yes. That's a challenge out there. I wonder if there's anybody, you know what? I bet you that somebody could get AI. Somebody, AI, hey, paint me a Kiss record cover with Kiss in the Dynasty costumes in the vein of Ken Kelly. I bet it's possible. And I don't know how to do it. Otherwise, even, I would be doing
or,
it right
or
now.
Or even like a fantasy cover of The Elder, with, you know, in fantasy with dragons and whatever you want to do with the elders in the background and all this fantasy themed art with the elder look with Eric Carr. I'm just surprised they never went back to that.
Yeah, it's super, super strange. Hey, I want to say hi to everybody that's watching live. I'm getting a whole bunch of you guys from Australia. Good morning. I think it's morning there right now.
Good day.
Good day. I'm not trying to say it with an accent because I would look stupid and sound stupid. Not that that's hard for me to do. Hello.
Yeah, because I was going to say that's not what makes you sound stupid. But
oh, man, there it goes. Reach through and grab Sonny and knock him in the...
Joe, just press eject.
I can't hit eject. It would be funny if I could, and you still go, boom. All right, listen. Before we continue our conversation, I want to give this record away. So as you can see, there's nothing in my hands. I'm only doing this because you know somebody's going to write me a letter and say, "Oh, no, you had this."
Joe is not a cheater.
I'm not a cheater. I don't give a fuck who wins.
Joe, how do I know that every name in that bag is not the same?
I'll
show them all to you one at a time if you really want me to.
Let's stay here till 10. I want to see every.
There you go.
All right, here we go. I hope my son's watching. Here we go. Watch this.
Exactly.
That's what everybody got. Everybody at one time. Thank you. All right. So nothing in my hand. Here we go. I'm gonna mix them around.
So I'm gonna switch out the guitar every week.
Okay. I noticed
that should last about half the year. I think I've got enough guitars here to last like half the year.
Oh, Lord.
And the winner is...
Drum roll, Joey.
Wait till the end of the show.
Joey's got to do it. Wait, he's going to drum roll.
Okay, I'll tell her. Okay, it says his email was Brian A-T-T. Brian A-T. I got your address. I'll mail it out to you. I don't know if you're watching live, but I have it right here. Brian A-T-T. You didn't put your last name, but your address and everything is in the emails. Everybody that's entered,
Wow, my cat lost her mind.
I think I'm going to go to the record store and pick something else out and use all the names that I have here for another drawing.
If you go to the clearance bin, you can probably find that Pretty Boy Floyd tribute to Kiss. Probably get 50 for a dollar.
There's a Pretty Boy Floyd tribute to Kiss?
A whole album.
When did it come out?
2014, I think.
Oh, really?
It's not good.
I'm thinking of something that they might want. Okay, so Brian A-T-T, you won. I'll get it out to you guys. I'll get it out to you. Hopefully you're not in like very far away. I don't really care, but I said I'd mail it wherever. But you know, $40. I did this. Okay. So let's go ahead and go around. Sonny Pooney, Destroyer, to you, not overrated.
To me, it is overrated.
People
talk about it as the second coming, and to me it isn't. But that's probably because where I'm coming in, again, to me is 6 great songs and 3 shitty ones. I mean, and I'm not counting Rock and Roll Party because that's better than the 3 shitty ones, right? I'm like Joey. I never put on Destroyer. It never comes on Spotify. I never put it on.
Joey, overrated?
Definitely not. I mean, again, it's. I think literally someone just wrote it is exactly what I was going to say. Not overrated, overplayed.
Okay, that's fair. Lee,
It's a masterpiece. You just came in too late, Sonny. I came in 1975, and I got a full dose of the right when it came out, the magic that was going on at the time. It's just all a part of my psyche, you know what I mean? That's what I feel about that album.
Lee, how often do you listen to that record?
Quite a lot. I listen to, the most I listen to is Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, and Love Gun, like constantly.
I do think too, for anyone that was around when that came out, I can't even imagine.
It's deep in there, man.
The magic of when that was first released. Obviously, it didn't hit big right away, but when that came out, being a fan at that time, seeing them break with Destroyer,
amazing,
and having that as the new record, I can understand why Kiss uses that as the be all end all record, because that really was the record. At the time, if you were a Kiss fan or you were alive and you experienced that, it must have been incredible.
It was.
And I'm going to tell you that I think that it's overrated. I can pick five Kiss records that I love way more. And I would put that above, you know. And although I will tell you that I am like Lee. Destroyer, Rock and Roll Over, Love Gun, those three records are great. I mean, you could put them on one after the other and you hear great music all day, and that's wonderful. But I still would, if I walk over and I had to choose between Destroyer and Rock and Roll Over, I'm going to pick Rock and Roll Over. Somebody asked a question, wanted to know why I did not mention Paul Stanley in his new weekly that he got into this week.
His rant.
I'm going to tell you how I feel about that. I don't give a shit. And I think that,
we don't want to touch those.
I don't really care about that. In all honesty, I wish he would just fucking play music.
I wish rock stars would stop it.
I will just to chime in on that quick. Listen, I don't care what Paul's opinion is, whatever, but I do think what bothers me. I do think everyone should have their own opinion and you should voice whatever you want. That's the kind of country we live in, right? But I hate that Paul went back on it. If whatever your opinion is, if I hate Sonny Pooney, guess what? I'm not going back on that. You can hate me because I hate Pooney.
Well, I'm sure he got so much hate from that, some communities, you know.
But you're going to get hate no matter what you say. So
either
don't say anything.
Right.
Or say something and live by it. Don't go back on things. Whatever you believe, you should believe with conviction.
Okay, right. He had an opinion. He said it.
Don't say
it. And then he, you know, got scared, I guess, and...
And I get it, because today's world will shut you down immediately. Mm-hmm. But then he should know that, being a celebrity, just keep his mouth shut.
Yes. Bingo.
Absolutely. Okay, so listen, for you guys out there, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm guessing that the majority of you think that Destroyer is not overrated, but I bet a lot of you have a record that you like more than Destroyer. And to me, that's what makes the issue, you know, touchy, and not in a touchy, you know, kind of like, oh my goodness way, but in a touchy, hey,
you're disgusting, John.
Anyway,
it's not even in my top three of album covers for Kiss.
Really?
I agree with that.
Wow. What?
I love the artwork. Ace to whatever he's doing like this.
Going like this.
I just never
understood. It's amazing.
Yeah, but he's like this.
It's awesome.
Sonny, what do you got? What would you take over that? Album covers.
Album covers?
Yeah.
Dress to Kill, Creatures of the Night, Love Gun.
Yes.
Right off the top, those three are better than Destroyer to me.
I agree.
Well, there you go. Okay. And Lee isn't coming back next week.
I'll be here. Don't worry.
All right. So thank you guys for watching and listening. We really do appreciate it. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No, thanks for listening. And Destroyer, whatever. It's fine. Six great songs, three shitty ones. There you go.
Joey.
No, again, I think Kiss is actually, it's underrated. Destroyer is actually underrated in the Kiss community. But personally going on, so I didn't get a chance to do a new top five episode this week of my podcast. So what I did was I released a little bonus episode and I put up The two chapters of my audiobook where I just recap the whole Kiss Rock the Nation tour. So anyone that's interested in that never got a chance to buying my book, if you go on any podcast streaming platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, any Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts, the two chapters that recap my whole experience opening for Kiss that summer is up there. It's a fun listen.
And I'm not, I've said this before. I have listened to Joey read his book, and I know that Sonny's going to be make a joke here, and that's fine. But I will tell you that my son and I both listened to this entire book, and we had a great time. It was amazing how it's not just the book. He put in extra songs when he was describing stuff, live things that he did with bands that he was in. Joey, you did some rehearsing yesterday?
I did. I did a little reunion rehearsal with one of my first bands, Playground. We haven't played together in over 30 years. We got together yesterday and played. It sounded great. We're going to plan a little summer reunion show. It's going to be fun.
That would be amazing if it happened when I'm in New York. which I think will be July. And I will tell you guys, if you go to Joey's book and you listen to it or read it, you'll find out that he was 16 or 15 pretending to be 18 in that band. And that's how he played all.
Hold on. They still don't know how old I am.
Oh, no.
Lee, do you have anything to add?
Oh, no. I just say that Destroyer's a masterpiece because I was there when it came out.
I saw the podcast where that it came up in my feed, right? So I'm like, all right, let me listen to this thing because I've read the book and I'm like hearing it in my own voice. But I'm like, oh my God, hearing it in Joey's voice is 10 times worse. Can you have your wife read it and put it on? Thanks.
I bet you your wife listens to it.
Oh. Yeah. In her headphones going to sleep.
Exactly right.
Oh, God, you guys.
Oh, goodness.
And she doesn't fall right to sleep, if you know what I mean, son.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Brutal. All right. Thank you guys for watching, man. We love you guys. And we'll see you again next week. We love you, and we really appreciate it. You know, we love podcasts, and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.